Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
You're listening to the LA Football Podcast.
Hey, Los Angeles, welcome to the LA Football Show here on the LA Football Network. This is your UCLA Bruins segment of the show. Excited to get in some Bruins talk and all things offseason. Doesn't matter if the season's over and there's no games, there is still plenty to talk about. Our partner for the show. It's a great partner, a great product, and I've started using it every single day. It's AG1 by Athletic Greens. It's everything you need for nutrition to start your day. I'm not a morning person whatsoever. I hate waking up early. I'm tired. I'm groggy. I feel unhealthy. I'm just not a healthy person ever. I don't take vitamins. AG1 changed all that and does it all in one essentially drink, cleanser, whatever you want to call it. You're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source ingredients, probiotics, and adaptogens all in one to start your day right. It's a special blend of ingredients that supports gut health, nervous system, your immune system, your energy, recovery, focus, and aging. Everything you need for a healthy lifestyle. But right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. Just one scoop and a cup of water every day. That's it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamins D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/LAFB. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/LAFB to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. All right, Jamal. So let's go to some college talk now here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio, LA Football Network. You know, I know the college season is over. It doesn't mean our coverage stops of our LA college teams. And both teams obviously have been very, very busy in recruiting and in the portal. Let's start with UCLA for the rest of this segment. And they've done some good work in the portal. They've had, obviously there's been some exciting news about some of the recruits. One great Dante Moore, which we'll get to. But let's start with the portal because they got some great, great names. I know you'll break down. Obviously at running back, because the big talk of the town and not even the town, but everywhere, Zach Charbonnet going to the draft, greatest football in the country, or greatest running back, excuse me, in the country, headed to the NFL. So how does UCLA replace him? We've talked almost ad nauseum about the two guys they still have in-house in TJ Harden and Keegan Jones, but they've gotten two guys in the portal, one specifically we'll talk about right now. So your thoughts on this in general, the transfer, but also just this running back room, because it might even be better in 2023, which is crazy to think about.
Yeah, Ryan, what's so fascinating is this has now become Chip Kelly's bread and butter year over year. It starts with the running game. It starts with that zone blocking scheme from a spread formation that's so novel. So much in the way you have the old Peyton Manning Indianapolis Colts stretch plays, or the way you had the old Shanahan zone read runs, you have that similar concept with Chip Kelly, but you're doing it now from the shotgun, from a more of a spread look. And that's what just makes it so novel and so unique in terms of moving forward in college football. And that's what this UCLA offense is predicated off of. And that's where all the variations come from. And it's crazy to think that we lost arguably the most talented player to ever play running back at UCLA. And there's a very credible argument to be made that the 2023 running back room in totality is more talented and more complementary than the 2022 running back room. And the latest addition to that is one Carson Steele, the transfer from Ball State. And Steele, really an impressive year in the MAC last year, 1,556 yards rushing, 5.4 yards per carry. He had 9 100-yard games and finished in the top five nationally in yards after contact, as well as broken tackles forced. And so this is a kid who's a hammer, but a hammer with some surprisingly quick and nimble feet if he gets into space. And so now when you look at this UCLA running back room, you see the likes of a Carson Steele and Anthony Atkins, who was the transfer from Army at 6'1", 250 pounds. These two guys are going to be your hammers in short yardage situations, red zone situations, when you want to be able to run inside the tackles, up the middle, those hard yards at Corvallis, at Utah, at USC. Those are the guys that you're going to be leaning on in critical plays. And now you complement that with the smoothness of a TJ Harden, who runs the ball much like his running backs coach in Deshaun Foster, and has that upright running back style, and his head is always up in much the way an old LA running back, a Ram running back, was so famous for in Eric Dickerson, where the famous line was, you could put a Coke bottle on top of Dickerson's helmet and not a drop of Coke would spill because he would run so upright. And TJ Harden reminds me a lot of Dickerson from the 80s. And then you got the speedster in Keegan Jones, who's so prolific out of the backfield in those one-on-one matchups in terms of catching the ball with an outside backer. And if he gets that angle with that track star world-class speed, he's a 100, 200-meter champion at the collegiate level, it's lights out. So you got the hammer, you've got the smoothness, you've got the speed across these four running backs. And so it's going to be business as usual, and the baton has been picked up right where it's left off from 22 to 23, and Bruin fans should be very excited.
Yeah, I mean, it's impressive, really, how you can lose someone of the talent and echelon of a Zach Charbonnet in your room. And again, we got to see it play out. But based on what all these players did last year, because obviously they all played last year, theoretically, your room got better, which is just insane when you lose someone of that high quality. And you know, with this Bruins team, Jamal, you could kind of argue that at more positions than not. And we talked about, maybe it was a month ago now, how a lot of the talk surrounding this team, and rightfully so, is everyone there losing. This was the year. This was kind of the window with first year for Lincoln Riley at USC. So they're not quite at their dynasty level yet, yada, yada, yada. And you have all these returning, you know, seniors or juniors for UCLA and DTR, Charbonnet, Jake Bobo, the transfer, all the guys on defense that have been there forever. And you're going to lose all those guys. But we've seen through the transfer portal, which Chip has been tremendous at, but even in some of the recruiting too, which obviously we'll get to the quarterback here in a minute. But a lot of these position groups, we just talked about the running backs, but are seemingly getting stronger in terms of depth. Maybe not pure singular player, you know, talent-wise and just one singular star, but in depth, I don't think they're going to be nearly as bad and as worse off than they were in this year. Now, again, we got to see it transpire on the field, but sitting here on whatever it is, January 13th, 2023, still 8 months from first kickoff, I feel good about where this team's at. Now, obviously, there's still some stuff that needs to happen. There's still signing day in February. There's still time for transfers to come in. There's still potential for guys to leave in transfers. So obviously, a lot can still happen. But right now, considering where they're at the key positions of running back, at receiver, at quarterback, I feel good about this team. Do you feel better now than you did maybe heading into the Sun Bowl? About the same or worse?
No, Ryan, I feel a lot better. And it starts with Dante Moore. And I think I would be feeling a lot differently if the Bruins weren't able to snag Dante Moore. And I think we'd be remiss not to talk about his Army All-American game performance. Just absolutely breathtaking with the four touchdown passes. He was 14 for 19, with right around 200 yards. And what stood out, Ryan, was just the NFL quality throws, the back shoulder throws to the pylon, those balls that were right there on from a 20-yard inside slant, a 25, 30-yard inside post, where the ball placement was so exceptional, where there was opportunities for yards after the catch. There's an argument to be made that his Army All-American game was the most dynamic single performance in that game since the likes of a Reggie Bush, since the likes of a DeSean Jackson. And I think what separates him from other prospects at this age and at this development level, Ryan, is the release. And he's got one of the quickest releases of a quarterback prospect at this level that I have seen in a very long time. That ball from his waist, his upper chest, to ball out, it's in a split second. And that arm talent and that release reminds me so much of an Aaron Rodgers. It reminds me of shades of Dan Marino and some of the all-time great quick releases, even Jeff George with his incredible quick release in the early to mid-90s. So I think that's where all the optimism is coming from. Now, having said that, Ryan, I think there are some units that depth-wise are looking really good. Let's take the secondary, for instance. Losing a Mo Osling III, losing a Stephen Blaylock, losing an Azizi Hearn, but now you have Devin Kirkwood still coming back. You've got Kamari Ramsey, who's the guy that everyone is sort of looking for to make the jump next year. You've got Jordan Davies coming back, who had a pick six in that Sun Bowl. And now you add a Jordan Anderson from Bowling Green to provide much needed reinforcements. A guy who UCLA played earlier this year in the opener. Chip was very impressed with him. Didn't really throw the ball his way very often in that game with the fifth year quarterback in Dorian Thompson-Robinson, which really speaks to the level of respect. So I agree with you. I think in totality, there's a lot coming back. There's one area in particular that I think still needs some more depth, and that is the offensive line. When you lose John Gaines, when you lose Raekwon O'Neal, when you lose Antonio Mafi, reinforcements are necessary. Now, fortunately, they were able to get that in the form of Spencer Holstich from Purdue, who was a three-year starter at Purdue, started all 12 games for Purdue. Purdue, of course, made it all the way to the Big Ten championship game this year. Holstich didn't allow a sack this year. He was ranked as the number two pass blocker in the Big Ten, according to PFF, and really brings in a lot of experience and a lot of fundamentally sound play. You can play him at guard. You can play him at tackle. So I think Chip has to do a little bit more from an offensive line perspective in the portal. And then I think where you're sort of picking and choosing your spots a little bit too, Ryan, is at linebacker. I think the two big questions are what happens with Leiatu Latu and what happens with Darius Moasau in terms of their decision-making, whether or not to make the jump to the NFL. Because if they come back for an additional year, you're pretty set at linebacker when you throw in the likes of a John Vaughns. But if one or two of those guys decides to go to the NFL, I think Chip's going to have to pick a little bit in terms of the linebacker spot. And then finally, at receiver, you mentioned it. I think the emergence of Cam Brown, TMA, Logan Loya in that Sun Bowl, I think is giving folks enough faith that this receiver room is there. Although Chip has reached out to Sturdivant from Cal, he's reached out to a kid from Michigan, a kid from Michigan State, made some offers out there to maybe bolster that room. So long story short here, Ryan, I think in totality, we felt very differently in November and early December about this team's prospects in 23. But the combination of Dante Moore's arrival with some reinforcements in the transfer portal across these positions, and I think UCLA has set a precedent strategically where the floor every year should be 8 to 9 wins. And I think that's something that is very conceivable moving forward. So lots of optimism going into 23.
I want to go back to Dante Moore to end this segment. But first, before we go back to him, you mentioned Latu and Moasau. two staples of the defense that transferred in. Obviously, Latu, we know the story of him with the injury history and what a remarkable season he had and just a menace he was in the pass rush, and Mouasso being kind of the staple in that linebacker room. No reporting, so obviously we're speculating here. But at this point, January 13th, I would assume the fact they haven't yet committed to the NFL that they are coming back, because we've seen already videos of DTR training. We've seen videos of Charbonnet training. All these guys, you got to get a jump, especially when you're not a guaranteed first, second, third, fourth round pick. I mean, Latu with his injury history may go undrafted just because of that reason alone. So you think they're going to do everything possible to put as much training into that regiment before the draft. And the fact they haven't come out and said anything leads me to believe they're coming back. What do you think in terms of that?
I think it's a great point, Ryan. And I think I completely agree with it in the case of Mouasso. If you're going to go, why are you waiting? Unless you're looking at different evaluation systems and organizations to tell you, hey, you're right on the fringe. You're either going to get drafted or you're not. Mouasso, the one thing is he plays a very physical brand of linebacker. He's now been a starter for 4 years. A lot of wear and tear on that body already, Ryan. This may be the window of opportunity to go. But I completely agree with you. If it's not now, when? And so I think in Mouasso's case, I'm leaning 80-20 that he's coming back. Latu, I think, is a little bit more of a wild card in terms of his decision-making. Because I think the challenge there, Ryan, is the injury history. And the fact that he sat out so many years, almost retired. And so that window, oftentimes that window of opportunity, given that injury history, may be a little bit shorter. And you got to take advantage when you can. And he was comeback player of the year, double-digit sacks this year, all Pac-12 second team, just really a darling of the conference. How are you able to sort of replicate that potentially for another year in 23 and stay healthy? Sometimes it's a tall order. So I think with Latu, it's a little bit more involved, and I think it's closer because of that. And I think he's also sort of evaluating from different organizations about the health history. So I think Latu is still, I would say, 50-50. It's a bit of a coin flip. But I'm much more confident as the days go by, as the hours go by, that Mouasso's coming back.
Yeah, and I would just, not as a parent, but if I put my agent hat on with Latu, I would tell him to probably go back one more year. And here's why. Everything you said, I agree with the injury. But I think if I'm a NFL franchise that's going to be giving these kids millions of dollars, based on his injury history, this year was great. But I can't write a check based on 1 year and with all the history. If he does it twice, he may jump to the third, fourth round. I mean, it could be exponential. Now, obviously, there's the risk that he loses it all and has zero shot. But in a sport like this, sometimes you got to take that risk for that high reward. So, and this last thing I'll say about that, just if anyone's curious about timeline, last year, January 10th, is when DTR committed to coming back to UCLA. So here we are 3 days past that. So I would assume next week, we'll have clarity on both these two players. So, Jamal, we got about 3 minutes. You already brought him up a bunch. So we don't got to talk a lot about it. But Dante Moore, obviously, we've talked extensively about him on our show for UCLA, our Bruin Bible show, our other content that we, video content we do, has all been centered around Dante Moore. I'm going to ask you this one thing that we can end with, because we can talk how great this is going to be for the program. In UCLA history, obviously, he has not played a down. At this point, is this, and I know star-wise, I think 247 Sports, it's not one, it's ranked top five, but just overall in terms of flipping from a rival in Oregon, what he did in the All-American Bowl, how he fits in Chip Kelly's system, can this go down before he plays a snap as maybe the greatest recruit in UCLA history?
Yes. And I think we're already there. I think the greatest recruit in UCLA history was Josh Rosen to this point. When you sort of look back and look at the hype and the chosen Rosen, the Rosen one, and it was really off of the back of Rick Neuheisel being able to snag Brett Hundley from Arizona, from Chandler, Arizona. And once that 3-year run with Mora, 29 wins, was established, then Mora had the ability to go get a Josh Rosen who was deciding between UCLA and Stanford, Ryan. Can you imagine a Stanford backfield with Josh Rosen and Christian McCaffrey? I mean, Stanford would have won a national championship. I'm convinced of that if you paired those two guys together. But since, and remember, Aikman was a transfer from OU after 2 years with OU. So pure high school in terms of star rating, in terms of the bowl game, the all-star show, the showcase, and the fact now that he's already moved in, Ryan. He's moved into campus. He's talking about January 13th. He's already here. He is ready to compete with Ethan Garbers, with Colin Schley, with Justin Martin. You know, this is what I love about this kid. With a performance like that in the All-American game, you put your feet up and you say, hey, let me bask in the sun a little bit. Let me get my pats on the back. Let me get my showering of praise. He sort of had that game. 48 hours later, he's moving into the dorms. He's serious about coming here and taking this program over. He's reiterated how much the relationship with Chip Kelly was instrumental in picking UCLA over Oregon and flipping. And I think all of these ingredients, there is the making. He is already, I think, the most hyped recruit in the history of UCLA football. This guy could go down as the greatest player in the history of UCLA football in terms of what he will mean to the future of this program as they transition to the Big Ten and flip and become a perennial power. This has all the makings.
Totally agree. Fired up just hearing you talk about that. And last thing, and we'll end with this, but I want to bring it up because I think it's very impressive. And for all the hype around Dante Moore, and rightfully so, I totally agree. He's the top recruit. I think technically the actual highest recruit in terms of stars composite score from 247 Sports was Eddie
Vanderdose. Yeah.
Vanderdose. It was actually the highest. Yeah. But yeah, he would be right up there. And I think in terms of what he brings, obviously, and how he can continue this program elevating. But when you look tomorrow,
Vanderdose transferred from Notre Dame, came to UCLA, and then went to Miami. So pure straight from high school, this is the highest UCLA ever got.
Oh yeah. Well, and even if Vanderdose was straight from high school, I still think this is better, like more valuable. But when you look at this QB room, you mentioned all four.
Yeah.
Is this the best QB room in all of college football? Like all four of these guys can start. Obviously, Dante Moore is the golden goose. Like, he's the guy we're looking to as a true freshman to start. But Schley is no slouch, the transfer, former four-star recruit. Like, if he starts day one, like, I don't think anyone would be upset. Ethan Garbers from Corona Del Mar transferred from Washington down here. We've seen him do some good things. He had a great drive in that Sun Bowl. I don't think anyone would be worried if he started. And obviously, Justin Martin, 13-touchdown Justin Martin. Everyone's been hyped around him. I mean, is this the deepest QB room in college football?
This is. And it's remarkable. You potentially have four stars. It's sort of, I don't want to be too hyperbolic about this, but it sort of reminds me of the old 49ers quarterback room. Remember when there was Montana and Young, and then Steve Bono was in there and Gerbach, and you know, you had like four starters in that room. Yeah. And you know, this is certainly a poor man's version of that, but these are four guys that could credibly start. And I think what you're going to see is either one guy transfers out now or one guy is going to potentially sit out redshirt and then transfer out post spring. But I don't think that this is going to stay four deep just because of the very reasons that you described. But for this moment, and how special is that for UCLA football to have the deepest room in all of college football at the most important position? It's a special time. Chip Kelly, I say it again, I'll keep saying it, is the absolute right guy for this job, and he should retire a UCLA Bruin 15 years from now.
Yeah, I mean, obviously Caleb Williams at USC is the best quarterback right now of all of them, hands down, but all four UCLA quarterbacks are then better than whatever else is, and it's a closer margin. So, yeah, just an exciting piece for UCLA history and obviously the future going forward. So all the time we got for UCLA football talk here on the LA Football Show. Thank you all for tuning in. We'll be back next week, all off season long. We got all your UCLA football talk. So everyone stay tuned for Jamal Madney. I'm Ryan Dyrud. We'll talk to you guys all next week.
You're listening to the LA Football Podcast.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.